Seattle's Capitol Hill has been a longtime home for the arts. But as the neighborhood gets more expensive, it's harder for artists to stay there. A new art space will provide some temporary relief, but what about the long term? KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has our story.
Tanya Lockyer calls this room the Stradivarius of dance studios.
There are no pillars. There's natural light. There's the most perfect, beautiful wooden floor without any cracks or nails. There's a huge vaulted ceiling. There's perfect ventilation. It's dance heaven. All we've done is painted the walls white.
You may know the space better as the third floor of the old Value Village store on Capitol Hill,
where so many artists got props and costumes and toy pianos that became part of their sound scores.
In February, city officials announced that Value Village will get a new life as an art center called V2. But it's only temporary. Last year, Seattle's Landmarks Board voted unanimously to designate it as a historic landmark, and that means any proposed redevelopment plans have to get special approval. That could take up to a year. Tanya Lockyer is Velocity Dance Center's artistic director. She says when Value Village closed, she and others in Capitol Hill's arts community leaped into action.
The idea of artists being displaced right now for this neighborhood and that this incredible space would sit here empty, a void, amidst all that displacement, it was sort of like, that just can't happen.
The developer agreed to rent them the 30,000-square-foot three-story building instead of letting it sit empty. The lease is for 6 months at below market rate. Matthew Richter is the city's cultural space liaison. He helped broker the deal.
We were able to sort of coach it along, help it along, and advise it along, and fund part of it. But this is very much a community-driven project.
The city kicked in $20,000 from a fund that helps put art in vacant storefronts. But most of the operating money will come from rentals. Nonprofit arts presenter One Reel, the Bumbershoot producer, will have an office in the building. So will the Capitol Hill Arts District staff. Velocity Dance Center holds the lease and will manage V2. They envision everything from art installations to community forums to dance rehearsals. On a recent afternoon, choreographer Kate Wallach worked with her dancers while volunteers bustled around the studio with paint cans and drop cloths. Seattle-based performer Christian Swenson set down his paint roller to look around the huge room that housed an REI outdoor gear store before Value Village.
I shopped a lot here, but I never noticed, boy, this would be a great dance floor. I didn't quite ever dream so I would take my pants off between the aisles and try on this.
As dreamy as the dancers find this space, V2 alone can't end artistic displacement on Capitol Hill. Rents in the area keep rising as thousands of people move into the neighborhood's upscale new apartments. They're attracted in part by the trendy shops, restaurants, and the vibrant art scene. Lockyer finds the situation a little ironic.
Here we are. We've been this economic driver. And now we're fighting to keep this neighborhood affordable, diverse, and a vibrant art center that's really about supporting new work and being a safe space for unsafe ideas that it's been historically, you know.
Lockyer knows V2 is a short-term fix. At some point, the developer will get the okay to move ahead with the new project. Velocity and the other arts groups at V2 will have to find new homes. But the city's Matthew Richter says, temporary or not, V2 can serve as a model for new ways to think about Seattle's unstoppable development. Richter says, instead of circling around each other like angry dogs, artists and developers need to figure out ways they can work together.
That's really the goal of this body of work, is to, when we talk about mixed use, to think about the arts as part of that mix.
Matthew Richter, Tanya Lockyer, and other arts advocates hope to see the city unveil some specific proposals to encourage developers to include art space in their new projects. In the meantime, V2 opens to the public later this spring. An affordability summit will be one of the first events on the calendar. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.